Head coach Doug Peterson wanted to practice outside on Friday. The only problem? The frigid temperatures in South Philadelphia made the ground too hard to work on. Instead, the team had to move its workout to the link. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with Peterson not treating the regular season finale against Dallas like a preseason game.
Well, the idea is just to keep the starters going. You know, I don't want to, you know, not rest or not play them, and then, you know, it's 3 weeks later that they're playing a game. I think that's foolish on my part. So I want to make sure that they stay into the moment. But at the same time, I'll be smart with how much they play, how long they play. And I'm not using the term preseason with our guys. It's still a regular season football game, Dallas Cowboys. But, I mean, I got to be smart with it, obviously. And I'm not putting anybody on a pitch count or a number of plays. I just want to see execution by our guys going into the postseason.
Peterson did not rule out activating rookie cornerback Sidney Jones. Sunday marks the one-year anniversary of the last time Jones played in a game. It should be noted, however, that the Eagles will have to make a corresponding roster move to add Jones. Now, defensive end Brandon Graham is out for the Cowboys game with an ankle injury, opening the door for Steven Means. Means has studied opposing offensive linemen all season to help his teammates. Now he gets to put that work into action for himself.
It'd mean everything in the world to me. For me to go out there and contribute, and not only contribute, but just, you know, stand out. You know, that's been my role. That's been where I made my mark, standing out in, you know, situations where I needed to stand out. So, you know, to go out there and do that and do everything right, show the coaches that they can trust me going into the postseason. And even further into next year, it didn't mean the world to me.
Fellow defensive end Chris Long received quite a surprise earlier today when he opened his Twitter account. Former President Barack Obama posted a note about Long donating his entire season salary to fund educational opportunities. Obama wrote that it's one of the best stories of the year.
It's cool. I mean, at the end of the day, the coolest thing about all this is the fact that fans have gotten in it. And, you know, it might be a catalyst that somebody might see the story and be like, I want to do something along those lines or do something to help in an area that I'm passionate about. Because I think at the end of the day, you know, we are, for the better or for worse, role models. And, yeah, when you see a former president, somebody who I respect, pick that up on his radar, I mean, it's an honor. I mean, it's silly to me to see a president mention my name. It's just surreal. So, you know, just nothing but respect for that guy. And, you know, that he picked it up is pretty cool, I guess.
Quarterback Nick Foles is set to start Sunday against the Cowboys, but don't be surprised to see backup Nate Sudfeld make his NFL debut. Sudfeld is ready if his number is called.
You know, every game I go into the mindset that I'm ready to play at all times, and so looking forward to the opportunity if it does come, but coaches haven't said anything.
Make sure to join us on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. for the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us on the final Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster of the 2017 calendar year. Have a great Eagles weekend, everyone.